people, and welcome to the Psycho Jello Show. This week, what could have been Tommy Bolin's third solo record?
Justice, no man holds your charm. want you to take me back.
That's right, I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Show on what could have been Tommy Bolin's third solo record, which was scheduled to be released in March of 1977, tentatively titled Whips and Roses. This Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by the annual Tommy Bolin Festival, held in Sioux City, Iowa at the Icky Nickel 55108 on Saturday, the 7th of August, where you can see me, yours truly, Mr. Zero, on the main stage about 3 p.m. performing several Tommy Bolin songs. Opening our show, written by Max Groenthal and Tommy Bolin, Blues Gonna Take Me Away. And you just heard, written by Jeff Cook and Tommy Bolin, I Want You to Take Me There, dedicated to DJ Nicola. As I mentioned, Tommy's record was scheduled to come out in March of 1977, where he was supposed to be the opening act on the Fleetwood Mac Rumors Tour. And up next, also written by Jeff Cook and Tommy Bolin, You're No Angel.
That's all right with me. Yes, that's all.
you just heard, dedicated to my little man, Obleon, a love that burns. Tommy's final performance in his own hometown in Sioux City, Iowa, was on the 22nd of November in 1976 at the Sioux City Auditorium. A couple of days later, he sat in with his brother Johnny's band on the 24th of November at Buffalo Alice, which is usually misidentified as the Jet Bar, but I talked to the owner, Mike Saviola, and he clarified that it was in fact called Buffalo Alice at the time. Tommy's final concert appearance was on the 3rd of December 1976 in Miami, Florida at the Hialeah Fronten, where he opened for Jeff Beck. The set list for that night was Teaser, People, People, You Told Me That You Love Me, Wild Dogs, and Post Toasty. If you want to learn more about Tommy Boland, check out my articles at rosevillepatch.com under Mr. Zeros. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. This next song was also written by Jeff Cook and Tommy Boland. Slow Driver. I have to say the best version I've heard of this song was by Nashville artist Colleen Walters.
If you're looking for a racer, you better go to the track. Ain't no resource, baby, yeah. Don't matter when I get back. Got money in my pocket, says that you like it slow. Thank you. slowly curves through the window and leaves you all worn down. Evening rain always feels the same at night. Evening rain always feels the same.
That was Evening Rain, just released last year by my friend, Tommy Bolin impersonator, Dean Christopher. The final lineup of the Tommy Bolin Band was Tommy Bolin on lead guitar and vocals. He was born on the 1st of August 1951 in Sioux City, Iowa. He passed away on the 4th of December 1976 in Miami, Florida. The second longest running member in his band was saxophone player and vocalist Norma Jean Bell, born in 1950 in Detroit, Michigan. She came from the Frank Zappa Band. His bass player was Jimmy Haslip, born James Robert Haslip on the 31st of December 1951 in the Bronx, New York. He came from the band Street Punk. His final drummer was Mark Cranny, born on the 26th of August of 1952 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He passed away on the 26th of November in 2005. I remember it well. They did a commemorative concert for him. He came from the Zero Ted Band, which opened for Tommy Bolin and Energy in 1972. The final member was keyboardist and vocalist Max Carl Gronenthal, born on the 29th of January 1950 in Humphrey, Nebraska. He came from the band The Fabulous Flippers. On one of Tommy's solo albums, he thanked the Carmelite nuns for praying for him, as he must have felt he was spiraling out of control. This next song is autobiographical. This is They're Gonna Let Me Die. One song from this tentative album did finally see release in 1979 on Chrysalis Records, Faded Satin Lady by Max Gronenthal on his album Whistling in the Dark.
Thank you.
There you have it, folks. This is what could have been Tommy Bolin's third solo record. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.